The presidential election is more than a year away, and we've already had this.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Why don't you apologize for her?
No, I won't do that because I said nothing wrong.
Governor Kasich, John, I'm not done yet, John.
A track record of leadership is not a game. It is the issue in this election.
Carly, listen, you can interrupt everybody else on the stage, you can't interrupt me.
He cherishes us.
Cherish.
Well, if it's all the same to you, Mr. Trump, I'd rather you stop cherishing women and start respecting.
Problem in this country, it's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first certificate, man.
Trump was one of the leaders of this effort a year ago. I thought maybe he had learned something from that. This is not what American politics should be about.
While all this angry debate is coming early, there are those who say it's not too late to hope for a more civil campaign that focuses on issues, not insults, policy, not pot shots, and substance, not sound bites. Among those is the National Institute for Civil Discourse at the University of Arizona, which is co-chaired by Presidents George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton. The NICD says while the lack of civility in politics has reached crisis proportions, change is possible. And it plans to spend the next year trying to change the tone of Ohio politics and engage citizens in the political process. The two-day conference in Columbus brought together elected officials, public leaders, and journalists to talk specifically about what problems are brought by incivility in politics and what can be done about them. And as the attendees talked in breakout sessions and then shared their thoughts with the larger group, some were surprised. Doug Opplinger is the managing editor of the Akron Beacon Journal.
Probably the most moving moment for me was when a young person from Cleveland stood up and said, "What citizens take away from this is that journalists and elected officials view us with disdain." And that was deeply troubling. It's something we have to think about. We have to respect the people of this state.
Tom Niehaus is the Republican former Ohio Senate president. He's now a lobbyist. He said it was instructional to join a group discussion about voter suppression.
When I heard that term, immediately I shut down and I said, well, how can there be voter suppression? We vote for 28 days. But I discovered that they're talking about inability to vote because a line was too long or a machine didn't work, which to me is a different issue than someone deliberately trying to suppress the vote.
Tim Francisco is a journalism professor at Youngstown State University, and he brought up the moment when the journalist talked about how newsrooms track the number of times online articles are accessed and how readers can take accountability for their clicks.
I think people get it tangentially, but they don't necessarily get the inside baseball of it. And it was really interesting to watch the light bulbs go off in the room as that concept was put forward.
There are more events planned in the coming year, and more education on this topic is a good thing, says Victor Ruiz, executive director of Esperanza, a nonprofit that works with the Hispanic community in Cleveland.
I just don't think it comes natural to us. I think we would naturally want to be combative and defend our side. We have to be taught those things.
Michaela Meacham is with Next Generation, a Columbus group working with the NICD. And she says time is running out to reach one of the most disengaged groups of voters, millennials like her.
We're kind of like deterred by the super like hyper-partisanism. So I think to get them back, you have to focus more on the issues and like what they're interested in rather than throwing shade on each other.
The National Institute on Civil Discourse zeroed in on Ohio because more money was spent here by presidential campaigns in 2012 than in any other state. And the dollar figures are likely to be massive again next year, when Ohio will not only be a key battleground state, but will also host the Republican National Convention in Cleveland in July and the first presidential nominees debate at Wright State University in September. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.